Kelvin Ailey is the Executive Vice President of the International Fund for Animal Welfare. He Neulotter. He joins us by Skype from Washington, D.C. Kelvin, what a terrible loss.
Yeah, it's a terrible loss and a blow to conservation, especially with respect to endangered wildlife in Tanzania. It is a terrible loss for conservation and for those on the front lines who are putting their lives in danger to protect these animals.
Well, tell us more about what he did, because we knew he pioneered new tactics that led to the arrest of more than 1,000 poachers, dismantled a lot of the large trafficking organizations. How? What did he do?
I mean, I think largely Wayne will be remembered for his passion, his commitment, and his dedication to the cause, his love and respect for working with communities who he has worked all his life to empower them as the front line in the fight against poaching of high-valued species. I think he helped pioneer the whole focus of intelligence-led law enforcement, policing. Mm-hmm. Making sure that, you know, we are bringing the technology and the knowledge from various fields of law enforcement to work to stop poaching. He helped, in some respects, establish from behind the scenes the, you know, work with the National Transnational Serious Crime and Investigations Unit in Tanzania, which is an interagency made up of police, wildlife, customs, and other officials. He helped work behind the scenes to provide them with the tools needed for them to investigate and prosecute wildlife crime.
Well, and what he seemed to do in what you're saying is that he didn't just become the white man who came in, you know, to save the animals. He empowered the people in the villages to also work with him, training thousands of village game scouts throughout the country so that it was actually them doing it.
Absolutely. I mean, we were a very strong supporter of his work. We actually funded some of the work, the anti-poaching work that he did in Tanzania to work with communities. As you may have seen from a number of institutions, including IFOR, you know, everybody point to the fact that he's a man who was never a man for the spotlight. He was always praised and acknowledged the agencies and communities that he worked with. So we will terribly miss him on that front, because obviously his ethic was we need to work with the communities and the law enforcement agencies to empower them to act.
He was also active with Tanzania's National and Transnational Serious Crimes Investigation Unit. They arrested the so-called Queen of Ivory in 2015. She was charged with smuggling more than 700 elephant tusks out of Africa. And by the way, what is the status? You know, I mean, we know that it's not good, but where are we in trying to save the elephants in particular in East Africa?
Well, where are we at this point in time? Obviously, I mean, the work continues. You know, as an organization, you know, our focus is on supporting efforts like what Wayne has championed, working with the law enforcement agencies, particularly in Kenya, where there has been a recorded reduction in poaching of elephants. But the work continues because elephants continue to be killed at a rate that it's quite unsustainable at this point in time.
Well, the World Wildlife Fund found in the mid-1970s there were about 110,000 elephants wandering a game reserve that's Tanzania's oldest. And then last year they found about 15,000. So 110,000 down to 15,000 again because of poaching. And is there a sense, Kelvin, that these poachers, has this ratcheted up, or are there other assassinations that we don't hear as much about?
I mean, one of the things that, you know, the tragic killing of Wayne has brought to the forefront is, you know, IFOR and a number of other organizations, we have been saying for years that, you know, wildlife crime is a serious issue. I mean, we have partnered with organizations like Interpol and Kenya Wildlife Service and others to highlight that it is a serious crime. It's transnational organized crime. The profits that are being made from the gains from the illegal trafficking of killing of high-value products is sort of attracting a number of, you know, high-level criminals involved in the trafficking chain. And that is going to pose a very serious issue for people on the front line and giving their lives to protect these animals. So I think no longer we are having the conversation of, is wildlife crime a serious crime? It is a serious crime. And so there is a need for all law enforcement agencies to be on alert and apply the tools and technologies that's being applied to other forms of transnational crime to stop wildlife crime. So where we are right now, I think, is law enforcement agencies are starting to recognize it is a serious crime issue. I think governments are starting to recognize that. And as a result, we hope that the appropriate resources, both in terms of funding and both in terms of institutions that have a mandate to be able to prosecute wildlife crime, we hope that, you know, these agencies step up and start to really take wildlife crime seriously.
Well, again, Wayne Lotter, founder of the Anti-Poaching PAMS Foundation, was murdered last week. He was 51 and leaves his wife and two children.
We want to send our condolences to his family and to Chrissy, who's a co-founder of PAMS Foundation, and Wayne's family, and IFO family is certainly grieving as a result of that tragic loss.
That's Chrissy Clark. Kelvin Ailey, Executive Vice President of the International Fund for Animal Welfare. Kelvin, thank you.
Thank you very much.